Hi, I'm Sarah Grimmer, here to record the latest SSP Early Career Podcast. I'm joined by my co-host, Meredith Adinolfi. Hey, Meredith.
Hi, Sarah.
Today's podcast is a little bit different to our usual style where we would interview one or two people about a certain topic. It's a series of interviews from the recent SSP conference, and we really hope you enjoy these candid interviews conducted by Meredith. Before I ask Meredith about the highlights, I just wanted to mention one key theme that came through, which was everybody saying how happy that they were to meet in person. SSP has always been about the people, and the general feedback that came back across the board was how happy everyone was to be able to network, collaborate, and speak to their colleagues, to their peers, and to people that they don't necessarily get to see very often. This was also the largest SSP conference since COVID, and it was great to have everyone back together. And now, Meredith, over to you. What were the key takeaways from the interviews for you?
Thanks, Sarah. Yeah, you already mentioned a major takeaway of both the interviews and the meeting for me, which was just the size of the meeting and getting to see so many friendly faces and colleagues after what felt like a long time of really not all being together like that. There were also a lot of early career researchers there and first-time attendees, and it was great to see the first-time attendee badges on people and know that they were getting their SSP experience for the first time, and seeing so many from the community welcome them and try to sort of help them have the best week they could. There are a few things that I want to bring out as highlights before we kick into the interviews, just to add some context. So first of all, the title of this year's SSP meeting was Inflection Point, Setting the Course for the Future of Scholarly Communication. So that was kind of the overarching theme that all of the sessions and speakers and content fell underneath. The meeting officially kicked off with a keynote address from Deborah Bloom. Her talk was called Publishers in the Age of Mistrust. And Deborah is a science journalist, so it was actually quite interesting to hear a perspective from somebody who is in some ways industry adjacent for a lot of us who are at the meeting, but we obviously share a lot of commonalities with science journalism. Certainly there were other science journalists there in the community as well. Deborah talked a lot about mistrust and particularly fact-checking. She focused a lot on what the fact-checking process looks like in science journalism. And although that probably looks a little bit different for some of the people who are in attendance, I do think the themes were shared, and a lot of us really hadn't thought about how in-depth fact-checking can get when that's the job that you're doing. She really hit the point that accuracy is of the utmost importance when you're talking about scientific and medical content. Certainly that's a theme that's relevant to all of us with everything that's going on in the science and research integrity space. So that's one thing I wanted to add context around. The other thing that you'll hear some of the speakers in the interviews address is the moderated discussion that took place as the opening plenary on day two. And this was about the rise of the machines. And this was a panel of three members of the SSP community who spoke from sort of different perspectives about how they see the role of AI in the industry, what are some of the things they see as indicators for the future, for what's going to happen with AI, and just a variety of different opinions on the matter. What I really thought was great about this particular meeting was that AI was a major theme, as one would expect it to be, but there were some different entry points used to talk about AI, and there was a focus on the human interaction piece, and that was something a little bit different than I've seen before in these discussions. So those are the contextual pieces. I'll just want to say also that we did these interviews on the spot. It was a bit of an experiment. I think they went really well. We got some great sound bites from people that you're going to hear in a moment. And I hope you get the feel of sort of being at the meeting if you weren't able to attend by hearing a little bit of the background noise, which is just sort of the fun of the meeting. I also want to say a big thank you to Kate Lavallee, who was in attendance at the meeting and who helped me get all of these recordings. And you'll hear my voice, but she is the person running the equipment in the background here. So we would not have these if she hadn't done such a great job running the equipment. And as a matter of fact, she is a dedicated member of the podcast team and also won an Emerging Leader Award at the SSP meeting. So a huge shout out to Kate for that. While we're giving shout outs, she does not know I'm going to do this, but we cannot produce this podcast without our producer, Julia Dollinger, who won an SSP Appreciation Award. Although she was not in attendance at the meeting, she got a lot of wonderful praise that she well deserves. this podcast only happens because we're supported by a great team. So congratulations to both Kate and Julia on their wins.
Thank you so much, Meredith. It was so great to get your summary of the key highlights. Now I think let's get going with the interviews.
So I have some of the 2024 SSP fellows here who are largely at their first meeting, and let's just get intros to everyone here first.
Hi, I'm Lucy Van Emenis. I am a scientific editor from Rockefeller University Press.
Hi, I'm Tammy Brody, and I'm a peer review coordinator at the Journal of Cardiothoracic Surgery.
I'm Ellie Brown. I'm an editorial coordinator at the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Hi, I'm Pavitra Naulige. I'm an assistant managing editor at ACS Publications.
Hi, I'm Opayemi Obo. I'm a doctoral student at School of Information Studies, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
Great, thank you all. Now, because you all are fellows and you're at your first meeting, I'm really curious to know from you what you're most excited about this week and the meeting.
So I'm fairly new to scholarly publishing, and so for me, I think I'm most looking forward to being able to speak to a lot of different people from many different areas in scholarly publishing and maybe making some new friends along the way and new contacts that I can keep in touch with in the future.
That's a great goal. Anyone else?
I've been working at PNAS for almost 3 years now, so I have a good idea of the day-to-day of what journal operations look like. So I'm really looking forward to learning about the rest of the industry and broadening my horizons.
Great, thank you. Anyone else have something in particular they're looking forward
to? I'm excited to be in person to not only have networking opportunities, but these discussions are ones that I read a lot about, so it's nice to be in more of a dynamic conversation where you can ask questions, hear other questions asked, and hear perspectives that you wouldn't otherwise get.
This is a great environment for new perspectives and getting in on the conversations. So I'm also curious, we just had a really wonderful keynote speaker to kind of open the meeting. What were your impressions of the keynote? What were some takeaways that you got from that talk?
So for me, I like how she was able to point the nexus between the competence of the editors as very pivotal in fighting mistrust in the publishing industry. And one very novel idea I picked was also the fact-checking role. I never heard of that before, so it's kind of like going to kick me into trying to get that skill and go for myself and see how I can also help others within the information society as scholarly profession.
Yeah, the fact checking is something we don't think about enough. That was clear from the talk. Yeah. Anyone else have takeaways from the keynote?
It was similar to what Opayemi mentioned. I think my main takeaway was the fact checking. So when I was a scientist myself, I used to write stories about my own science and also everyone else in the lab. And at that point, I didn't really think about fact-checking. But after the keynote, I kind of understand how important it is.
Great. Thank you. Well, thank you guys for taking a moment to talk to us. I think the audience will really appreciate it. And please enjoy the rest of the meeting.
Hello, I am Yael Fitzpatrick. I am the Editorial Ethics Manager for the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and I'm also serving in my second of a three-year term as board member for the Society for Scholarly Publishing.
Great. So since you're a board member, Yael, can you tell us what are your first impressions of the meeting this year?
Well, the thing that really stood out to me the most, our president, Randy Townsend, opened the board meeting today by very happily sharing the numbers that we have for this meeting. We have around 1,000 attendees. And this is the first time we've had that level of attendance since before COVID, since before everything kind of stopped. And so I think it's been really heartening. It's been very moving. It's been very energizing to see that many people come back. This is a very tight-knit community, a very supportive and welcoming community of like-minded people. And seeing 1,000 people who are all here again, it warms the heart.
I agree. The energy is great to start things off. It's just starting, so there's a lot more to come. Thank you very much, Ariel. We'll see you at the rest of the meeting.
Thanks, Meredith.
My name is Ian Suarez. I'm a client manager at Wiley Partner Solutions, I suppose, right now. First year at SSP.
Okay, that's great. So you're a first-time attendee. What has been your experience of the meeting?
Well, I think initially there was some overwhelm at how many people there were here. 900 attendees is much larger than I expected it to be. But it's been a lot of fun, and very educational, a lot of networking opportunities. I've enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, that's great. That's very relatable. It is a big meeting, and especially as a first time, but I hope you've got to meet some people, and it's a very welcoming environment. So have there been any highlights of the meeting for you, any sessions or conversation?
Sessions, there was one yesterday about innovative publishing strategies by different journals, with eLife being, I think, my highlight of that meeting. I enjoyed a lot. That's been my favorite so far.
That's great. And all the sessions are recorded too, so if there's something you missed, you know, get the whole experience of the meeting. Anything else you would say to anybody who's maybe considering going to an industry meeting, is maybe a little bit intimidated, and what, how to kind of cross over that barrier?
I think something that helped was kind of recognizing that despite there being a lot of people, it's a fairly small space, so you get a lot of opportunities to see people and eventually break your own ice and talk to people, even if you feel too nervous to do it at the beginning.
Great. That's great advice. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. I appreciate it, and enjoy the last couple hours of the meeting.
Hi, I'm Christine Orr. I'm the Director of Sales and Community Outreach for BioOne.
Great. So Christine, can you just tell us what you're excited about for this SSP meeting?
I am always excited to see old colleagues and meet some new friends at this meeting. And I have had the good fortune to attend many, many SSP conferences over the years. I've always worked at places that have valued professional development. And so SSP is always the highlight of my conference calendar every year.
That's great. And I'm going to steal one more question with you, which is, our podcast is generally for an early career audience. What advice or insight do you have from your prior meeting experience to share with our audience?
I would say that one of the things that I always like to remember coming into every meeting, I spend a lot of time looking at the conference program and looking at what sessions are on offer and what things I am here to learn. But I then remind myself that I have always learned just as much outside of the meeting rooms as I have inside. The hallways are just as much of a learning opportunity as any of the sessions that you'll attend. So I look forward to that kind of spontaneous connection time as well.
That's such great advice. Thank you so much, Christine. Enjoy the rest of the meeting.
Thank you. You as well.
My name is Katie Murphy, and I work for KGL Editorial.
Katie, were you able to attend the keynote at today's meeting?
Yes, I was.
And what did you enjoy about the keynote, or what did you take away from the talk?
The keynote was very interesting. What I found most interesting about the keynote is the fact-checking and the component of, you know, how involved that really is and how that's such a necessity to ensure, at least for their field, journalism integrity, you know, and just how research integrity overall is such a topic in our field of scholarly publishing. So it was good to hear it from a journalist's perspective too, and just know that broadly, anything having to do with, you know, scientific research and research integrity is felt across all fields.
Yeah, and that's going to be a theme of this meeting, as it has been for the last couple of years, so really important to bring that out. The fact-checking especially, I thought, was really interesting and different. Well, thank you so much, Katie. Enjoy the rest of the meeting.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Simon Holt. I work with Elsevier, and I'm the Senior Product Manager for Content Accessibility, helping make books, journals, audio, and video accessible for people with disabilities.
Great, thanks. And Simon, you're also a member of the SSP board currently. We're at the start of day two here at the meeting. Can you just tell us what you're looking forward to in day two?
SSP, at its best, is a forum for the exchange of ideas and sharing of perspectives. So I'm really looking forward to hearing from some different people in the community, maybe people we haven't heard from before, telling us about what they do, what their reality is, as we all look to tackle together trends within our industry, so things like AI or consolidation or ethics, for example. So I think there's going to be some great sessions. I'm speaking at the end of the day, so I'm hoping that I can gain some inspiration from the people who are speaking for.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to do great. Well, good luck with your session later. I'm going to try to catch that one. Do you have any advice for our early career audience? This is mostly aimed at our early career scholarly publishing individuals. Do you have any advice you'd give them? I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a great believer that when you come to conference like this, it can feel quite overwhelming, right? With loads of people, and sometimes it feels like everybody knows each other, even though that isn't the case. So I would say challenge yourself to ask one question today and to go up to one person you haven't spoken to before, introduce yourself and see what happens from there.
That's great advice for today. It's great advice for any industry event or conference. So I think the audience will appreciate that. Thank you so much, Simon, for taking a minute to talk to us. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Hello, I'm current president of SSP, Randy Townsend.
And what about your day job?
So I work at Origin Editorial. I work for with Washington University, where I teach ethics and publishing.
Okay, great. So Randy, we just had a great plenary discussion to start out day two of the meeting. And in the introduction, you mentioned that this is your last official day as the SSP president. So I'm wondering if you could just reflect on that for a moment. How are you sort of feeling about that as you enter day two?
Yeah, I'm trying to reflect back on all of the things I'm most proud about, which I think there's significant progress that we've made, a lot of great discussions. I think it's reflective of the attendance here. We're about 1,000 attendees here, which really demonstrates that it's important for people to be here. So we made a good case, brought a lot of value. I'm still thinking about the things that I was unable to accomplish of about five things. So I have about two that I didn't even get a chance to touch on. So I'm trying to squeeze them in these last few hours in subtle ways, but the work will continue on beyond me. So overall, I'm really proud of what I was able to accomplish in my time as president.
That's a very natural and human thing to feel as you're outgoing, but you will still remain on the board and be active. So there's still time to get all that done. I also wanted to ask you, I know, and we talked about this a little bit when we interviewed you for a previous episode on the podcast, but mental health was kind of at the center of your presidency in a lot of ways. And how are you seeing that in this meeting? And how have you sort of tried to make that more present at this year's meeting?
Yeah, I'm really, really proud of the way we've been able to support one another and demonstrate that support and empathy among our members and teach leaders how to support their employees and their staff and their colleagues. Here at the meeting, we've been able to have some really good discussions. We have some meditation trainings in the mornings, which is something new. But we really want people to be able to clear their minds and focus on the important things of the day, the important matters, the smart discussions. And able to do that, topics around their mental health is critical. So I'm really glad we're having these conversations. Even though my term is ending, the conversations, I'm confident are going to continue on.
Yeah, definitely. And since we have you, I'm going to steal one more quick question with you, which is this podcast, primarily the audience is early career professionals in our industry. So how do you see the role of early career professionals at this meeting? And what have you sort of observed or noticed about that?
Yeah, so early careers, I was at first time attendee breakfast this morning, a new member breakfast, and really got a chance to talk to a lot of people doing some inspiring things. And I'd love to hear their journey about how they came to scholarly publishing and why it was important for them to be a part of this meeting. I really am happy again, not to connect this to the mental health, because sometimes we see that as a barrier. Like, you won't go forward. We won't have conversations with people because we're concerned about, you know, how we could show up. I had a stutter when I was a child. I had a speech impediment that I was told I would outgrow. And I think in some respect, I believe I would outgrow it. And sometimes I feel like I did, and sometimes not so much. But I know how that still makes me feel when it's time to speak up. So I don't want these kinds of challenges to prevent any of the early career professionals from really engaging. We have a really, really empathetic, supportive community that wants to hear your perspective, that is thriving because of your ideas. And we can only grow if you share those ideas, if you engage. And I really want to level the playing field. I hope you feel comfortable in speaking up, sharing your ideas, raising your hand, asking the tough questions, challenging the status quo, making us feel uncomfortable sometimes. I think just like if you're working out, that pain of the muscles growing, you have to go through that. But on the other end, you're a different person for the better. And I want you to be able to stress those intellectual muscles and help us all become better.
Thank you for sharing that personal example too. That's the kind of stuff that helps other people open up, right? When they hear their leaders who they respect opening up. So Randy, I know you're super busy at this meeting. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us, and good luck with the rest of the meeting.
Hi, my name is Anna Mulpey. I'm an associate publisher at Wiley in the partner publishing department.
Great, thank you. So the first question I want to ask you is just, we're on the last day of the meeting, a couple hours to go here. What has been your experience of the meeting so far? Any highlights?
Yeah, the meeting has been really incredible so far. I think all the sessions have been super informative. The program committee did a really awesome job in picking their speakers and selecting the topics. Definitely my favorite part, I think, would have to be just seeing the people here, and everyone who's attending have been very welcoming, and everyone's always excited and very enthusiastic about their work, and also connecting with others and helping other people in scholarly publishing. I like what a collaborative and, again, just really welcoming and positive environment we have in scholarly publishing.
Yeah, welcoming is a word we're hearing a lot as we ask people about how they're enjoying the meeting. And so we're here at the very busy Get Involved Luncheon, which is an opportunity to hear about the different ways to be a volunteer within SSB. You're representing the Early Career Subcommittee, so can you just reflect a little bit on your experience as someone early in their career attending the meeting and being part of SSB?
Absolutely, yeah. As an early career professional myself, I'm only about 2.5 years into the industry. I think one of the most intimidating aspects as an early career folk at one of these conferences is that you can't really walk into a room and immediately say, oh, I know that person, I can go talk to them, which can make some of the networking and social events a little bit intimidating, especially we've had so many. I feel like between a lot of the sessions, there have been these nice networking events in the exhibit hall. But yeah, I think just because everyone is so open and very willing to welcome you into a conversation and chat, it's been really helpful. Being part of a committee has really helped. I am familiar with some of the SSB folks, and being at Wiley, a big company, a lot of my coworkers are here as well. So that's been a really positive aspect.
Thank you so much. I think our audience will appreciate everything you said. Thanks for taking time to talk to us, and good luck at the volunteer fair. I'm Allison Leung. I'm the Assistant Director of Researcher Products and Engagement at the American Chemical Society, and also a co-chair for the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Accessibility Committee at SSB. Great, just that, only those things. Yeah. So let's just start with, what has your experience of the meeting been like on the last day? So what have you enjoyed? Any highlights?
Yeah, it's been a great experience. I think especially there's so many people on site, and for our DEIA committee, we have so many committee members that are here. It's been just like getting to reunite with all my committee friends who I've never gotten to meet in person before, and be able to connect and talk about what the committee is going to do for the next year.
Yeah, that's great. And we're here at the Get Involved Volunteer Fair over lunch. It's very busy. What are you, as representing the DEIA committee here, what are you hoping to get from having presence here?
Yeah, I think we're really hoping to connect with prospective members, answer any questions they might have about joining a committee.
Volunteerism is so important to SSB. It what makes the organization run, particularly for early career professionals in our industry. That's our audience for the podcast. Do you have any advice for them if they're a little unsure how to get involved or how to figure out where their volunteer opportunities are?
I'd say just do it. Like, you don't need to have any predefined experience or notions going in. You're going to get something out of it. Just raise your hand and say, yes, I'll do something. Everybody in the committee wants you to succeed. Any of the committees at SSB want you to succeed. So just volunteer. Just agree to take on a project, and you're going to get so much out of it, and it will ultimately end up building your network and advancing your career.
That is great advice. Well, I know you're busy representing the committee here, so thank you for taking a few minutes to talk to us, and good luck getting some new volunteers. Thanks, Allison.
Hi, yes, I'm Tim Lloyd. I'm the outgoing co-chair of the annual program meeting committee, and I've been on the committee for 7 years, and this is my 3rd year as co-chair.
Great. So we want to ask you, as co-chair of the annual meeting program committee, what does the committee do, and specifically in terms of early career researchers and their experience in meeting?
So our goal is to come up with a compelling program for the annual meeting. And the remit is to make sure that we provide something that's interesting and engaging for the entire community. And we start off by making sure that the composition of the committee itself reflects the diversity of the SSB community. So at the beginning of each year, when we create the committee, we specifically ensure that we've got several people from early career backgrounds, because the sort of interests they have then get reflected in the programming that we choose. The next thing we do is that when we're selecting sessions, we've got about 30 sessions this year, we make sure that there's a mixture of sessions, but not just a mixture of topics like open access or AI, but also across the sort of fields that people might be interested in, so making sure there's humanities, social sciences, as well as STM, and also that there's content there that's relevant to people early in their career. So it might be overviews of processes, it might be introductions to professional development, as well as sort of bigger, more strategy-focused topics that are more broadly relevant.
That's great. Anything that's a highlight for you from this year's meeting, which, by the way, it's been a great program, great speakers, great plenaries, great sessions. Yeah, what was a highlight for you?
I think the highlights for me, I'm going to give you two. I can.
That'd be great.
So one was the opening keynote, to have someone from outside our community, and that's what we specifically asked for. We wanted to get someone who had a perspective on the challenges we're facing. And we felt really lucky to find Deborah. because journalism clearly faces similar issues of mistrust, fraud, and they've been fighting that for a very long time too, and to have her give their perspectives was just absolutely fascinating. And my second one was the AI debate. So a lot of the sessions we selected this year feature AI. Frankly, almost every session mentions AI. But a lot of it's very tactical. It's thinking about what's happening now or the next few years. We wanted to start a debate about what happens 5 to 10 years out when you're thinking much more radically, what would change. Actually, the time that early career researchers will be the managers in that period, you know, what will they be facing? It'll be a really different world. And we brought together a really diverse panel, which had very different perspectives, which you'll have seen if you watched it, to really think about what does that look like.
Yeah, I have to say, I think the AI content, while pervasive, has been different and unique perspectives and unique entry points, which I have appreciated because we're all hearing a lot about that topic. So again, really great program. I know you're busy representing the program committee at the volunteer fair right now, which is very busy. So we will let you get back to that. But we really appreciate your time. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much. And keep volunteering, everyone. Bye.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you so much to everybody who took part in these interviews. We wouldn't have been able to make this podcast without you. And of course, thank you again to Kate for all of your help in getting these recorded. We really hope you enjoy this special podcast. And if you have any feedback or ideas for future episodes, please let us know through the Scholarly Kitchen blog post that will come out with this podcast. In the meantime, Meredith, thanks again for being a wonderful co-host, and we'll see you on the next episode.